طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Then the author رحمه الله mentioned that if the person is guided to guidance, success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him success to guidance and to seek help in the framework of Sharia, then he is from those whom Allah has bestowed favor upon. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Fatiha, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone do we worship and you alone we seek for help. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. So therefore, it's inevitable that the worship is on this straight path. Otherwise, it will be harmful upon the individual. So these are three matters. The path of those whom Allah had bestowed favor upon, and that's why he said, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the salah, the path of those upon whom you had bestowed favor upon, and look to be distinguished from, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, not the way or the path of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. So that's the important thing here, the important matter the author rahimahullah is focusing upon, is that the ibadah must be on this straight path. The fourth verse which the author rahimahullah mentioned under this chapter is the verse from Surah Al-Fajr, chapter 89, verse 14. قال الله تعالى إن ربك لبالمرصاد. إن ربك لبالمرصاد. Verily your Lord is ever watchful over them. This ayah, Allah concluded by this ayah, concluded the mentioning of the punishment inflicted upon the people of Ad. Because he stated before this, from verses 7 to 14, the same surah, he said, إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ, talking about Ad, إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ, الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ, وَثَمُودَ, then he mentioned Thamud, the people of Salih, and Ad, the people of Hud, وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ, then he mentioned Fir'aun, وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ صَوْتَ عَذَابٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Who were very tall, the people of Ad, like lofty pillars, they built their cities, the like of which were not created in the land. And with Thamud, what happened, meaning the punishment, with Thamud, the people of Salih, who cut Hud out rocks in the valley to make dwellings, and with Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, who had pegs, who used to torture men by binding them to pegs, who did transgress beyond limits, beyond bounds in the lands, and made therein much mischief. So your Lord poured on them different kinds of severe torment. Verily your Lord, this is what he ended the verses with, verily your Lord is ever watchful over them. So this indicates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over every tyrant, and that every tyrant, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will break his back and will eliminate him. And so Ad, the people of Ad, those who built those tall like lofty pillars based upon strong pillars, Allah gave them strength, so they became haughty. They became haughty and arrogant, and so they said, "Who is more mightier than us?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in response in Surah Fussilat 41 verse 15, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةِ. See they not that Allah, who created them, was mightier in strength than them. So Allah made it clear that He is mightier than them in strength. And He also took as evidence a kind of a text, an intellectual evidence is mentioned here. When He said that Allah who created them, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, see they not that Allah, look at this, who created them. He didn't say, see not that Allah, huwa ashaddu minhum quwwa, was mightier in strength than them. You see that? This is a fine point of benefit. See they not that Allah, look at that, who created them. You see that? Was mightier in strength than them. Allah didn't say, see they not that Allah was mightier in strength than them. الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ, you understand, the one who created them. Then it is because known by sound intellect and by necessity that the Creator is mightier in strength than the created. Is that clear? You see that? So there is an intellectual response here. You understand that? Alhamdulillah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning them, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. Look what Allah described them. They used to belie our signs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted them with severe drought. With severe drought. And so they waited for rain. They waited for rain. Waited for Allah to send rain upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them the barren wind in the morning of one of the days. A great wind carrying with it sands and dust. And it looked like heaped clouds. So Allah then said, as in Surah Al-Ahqaf 46:24, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. Then when they saw it as a dense cloud coming towards their valleys, you see what they said? They said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. A wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no such cloud which they hoped for. But Allah sent it in the form of cloud so that the impact could be stronger. So something came. So they thought it to be the wind which would bring with it the rain. And there it was the wind that was the cause for their destruction. So when the destruction befalls, while people are hoping for the relief of distress, this is greater and greater in magnitude than without it. Is that clear? You see that? You see the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them? You see the plan of Allah upon them? We seek refuge in Allah. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like for example, if you do some kind of a favor to a person and you give him some money, then you take it, then this is stronger and severe in the impact. So that's why فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا. Then when they saw it as a dense cloud coming towards their valleys, they said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. Why? Because they used to challenge their prophet. They used to challenge their prophet, and they used to say, if you possess the punishment, if you are truthful, then bring it. They challenged their prophethood. So it came. It came. رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. A wind therein, or wind is a painful torment. Then the next verse, تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. Destroying everything by the command of its Lord. So they became such that nothing could be seen except their dwellings. We seek refuge in Allah from this. So it was agitated on them 7 nights and 8 days. Because it began in the morning and ended at sunset. So it became 7 nights with 8 days. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Haqqah 69:7. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي يَوْمِ نَحْسٍ مُسْتَمِرٍ تَنْزِعُ النَّاسَ كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَعٍ. Which Allah posed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession. Look at this. In succession. So that you could see men lying overthrown, destroyed, as if they were hollow trunks of date palms. Meaning turning on their backs. Like the hollow trunks of date palms, as if in a form of prostration, because they wanted to what? Save themselves from the wind, lest it would take them and strike them against the ground. But this did not benefit them. قال الله تعالى in Surah Fussilat 41:16, فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام أو في أيام نحسات لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أخزى وهم لا ينصرون. So we sent upon them furious wind in days of evil omen for them, that we might give them a taste of disgracing torment in this present worldly life, but surely the torment of the hereafter will be more disgracing, and they will never be helped. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. This is with respect to Ad. What about Thamud, the people of Salih? As in Surah Al-Fajr, 89:9, we read, أَمَّا يَمْنِسْ وَالثَّمُودَ ثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَدِ. And with Thamud, the people who cut, hewed out rocks in the valley to make dwellings. So also, these people were arrogant and haughty and disdainful, and they challenged their prophet Salih alayhi salam, until they said, to the extent rather, that they said to him, as Allah told us in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 62, كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًا, meaning we hoped and we thought that you are a sound, sane person. Before this, meaning before bringing them the message to submit to Allah, they said, O Salih, you have been among us as a figure of good hope, and we wished for you to be our chief. Till this, what is this?
till the new thing which you have brought us, that we leave our gods and worship your God Allah alone. Now you are foolish. Now you are foolish. Because no messenger was sent to a nation except that his people told that he accused him of being, what? I'm asking you now. I'm asking you. Except that they told him or accused him of being madman or magician. Or magician, madman, or sorcerer. Naam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, the evidence for this, we discussed this in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:52. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said a sorcerer or a madman. So, Salih alayhi salam gave them a respite, gave them 3 days of respite. In Surah Hud, this is stated in verse 65. فَقَالَ تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ. So he said, enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days. This is a promise, meaning a threat, that will not be delight. And when these 3 days were finished, we seek refuge in Allah. ارتجفت بهم الأرض. The earth was shaken with them. And a shock, and a loud cry. And as Allah described them in Surah Al-Qamar, 54:31, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَكَانُوا كَهَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَظِرِ. And they were all totally destroyed. Verily we sent against them a single torment, awful cry, and they became like the dry stubble of a food builder. This is what occurred to the Thamud, the people of Salih. And their remains exist nowadays in the northern western side of Arabia. And Fir'aun, what about Fir'aun? This man, the haughty man, who transgressed and denied Allah Azza wa Jal and rejected him, and he said to Musa, مَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What is this role of the Alameen? And he told his people, مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي. You have no God other than me. We seek refuge in Allah from this. And he said to his minister or associate, Haman, ابن لي صرحا, as in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verses 36 and 37, ابن لي صرحا, لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى. Sarcastically, والعياذ بالله, saying, وإني لأظنه كاذبا. And Pharaoh said to Haman, O Haman, his minister, build me a tower that I may arrive at the ways of the heavens, and I may look upon the Ilah, the God of Musa. وإني لأظنه كاذبا. And I think that he is a liar. He's saying sarcastically this, mocking, walayadu billah. And he was a liar in his saying that he, Musa, was a liar. Because he knew that he was truthful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the conversation that took place with Musa, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى, as in Surah Al-Isra 17:102, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. You knew, ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مثبورا. Musa said, verily you know that these signs have been sent down, by none but the Lord of the heavens and the earth as clear evidences for the oneness and uniqueness of Allah. And I think you are indeed, O Fir'aun, doomed to destruction away from all good. You see, when he said to him, you see, look at the verse here, the meaning. He said, verily you know. And he kept silent. Fir'aun didn't respond. And in such situations, this is an indication of the fact that he knew. And Allah told us about Fir'aun and his people, as in Surah An-Naml 27:14, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. And they belied them, those signs and proofs of us, our signs and proofs, wrongfully and arrogantly, though their own selves were convinced therewith or thereof. So they, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, Fir'aun and his army knew that Musa was truthful, but they were wrong and arrogant. What happened? They were defeated. Especially the greatest defeat which took place to the magicians. So he gathered all the magicians in his land in agreement with Musa alayhi salam. And Musa was the one who set the appointment in front of Fir'aun. Yet we know that Musa in front of Fir'aun is what? Weak. Had it not been for what? The victory and help of Allah. Isn't it? Yeah. So, this is what Musa said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Taha 20:59. مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحًا. See? Allahu Akbar. And he said, Musa, he set the appointed time. Musa said, your appointed meeting is the day of the festival. And let the people assemble when the sun has risen in the forenoon. This is the festival. Because on this day the people what will put on their adornments, beautifications, etc. So, and they will come what? Let the people assemble when the sun has risen. It's not at night. It's not something to be hidden. You see that? And this is what? A day of festival. So, what will happen? All the people, or most of the people will come. You see that? And no hiding. It's going to be when the sun has risen. Not at night. Clear appointment. So, Fir'aun gathered those great of the magicians. And they met with Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And they threw their ropes and sticks. And so it became like snakes. It became like snakes moving. And which made the people fear. Even Musa felt this within himself, but Allah gave him victory, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and support, as Allah stated in Surah Taha 20:67, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So Musa conceived a fear in himself. So what did Allah tell him? What did Allah tell him? The next verses 68 and 69. لا تخف. لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى. الله أكبر. لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك. تلقف ما صنعوا. Fear not. Surely you will have the upper hand. Surely you will have the upper hand, and throw that which is in your right hand. No. And it will swallow up all that which they have made. So he did. He threw that which was in his hand. And Allah told him, that which they have made is only a magician's trick. And the magician will never be successful, no matter whatever amount of skill he may attain. He threw one stick. One. And what happened? It ate all of these ropes and sticks that were thrown by these magicians. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah is the one most high, most great, free of all imperfection. And you would think, this stick is not too big to swallow up all what they made. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. And it swallowed all of their ropes and sticks. And you know what? The magicians are the best of people, most knowledgeable of people regarding their magic, isn't it? Do you have a doubt about this? Is there a doubt about this? There's no doubt, alhamdulillah. They knew. So they knew that what occurred to Musa with his stick is not magic. And that it is a sign from the signs of Allah, most mighty and most majestic. So they went in prostration, and they believed. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at this, when Allah described this in Surah Taha 20, verse 47, Allah said, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. أُلْقِيَ. This أُلْقِيَ. After that. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. So this kind of prostration, it was like something they went and did without feeling. Allah didn't say sajadu. He didn't say they prostrated, but he said ulqiya as-saharatu sajidin, as if they were pushed. Why? Because it was from the intents of what they had seen. They went without feeling, without a choice, until they made the prostration. ألقي السحرة قالوا آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون. Go to 20, 69 and 70, please. So the magicians fell down. You see that? Fell down prostrate. They said, we believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. So Pharaoh threatened them. Yet he was the one who what? And he accused them. Yet he was the one who brought them. And he said, as in 71, in Taha 71, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. Verily he is your chief who taught you magic. Subhanallah. It is your chief who taught you magic, and you are the one who brought them. But this is what? This is arrogance. You see that arrogance? Verily, he is your chief who taught you magic, but you are the one who brought them. This is arrogance, which makes the people say, or a person say, without thinking. So he threatened them, as in 71, and he said, فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. So I will surely cut off your hands and feet on opposite sides. Meaning I will cut the right hand and the left foot. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. I will surely crucify you on the trunks of date palms, and you shall surely know which of us, I or the Lord of Musa, can give the severe and more lasting torment. So what did they respond? They said, next verse, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ, in 72. لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. They said, we prefer you not over the clear signs that have come to us and to him whom and to him who created us. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. So decree whatever you desire to decree. You see that? You see, when the iman, faith, settles and enters the heart, we prefer you not over the clear signs that have come to us and to him who created us. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَادٍ. So decree whatever you desire to decree. And after all what they said, إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You see that? For you can only decree regarding this life of the world. Then they said in 73, إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. Verily, we have believed in our Lord that He may forgive us our faults and the magic to which you did compel us. وَاللَّهُ, look at this, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And Allah is better as regards the word in comparison to your Fir'aun's reward, and more lasting as regards punishment in comparison to your punishment. So when the iman enters the heart and certainty enters the heart, nothing can destroy it. Otherwise, these magicians, in the morning they were disbelievers, they were magicians to Fir'aun, and disbelievers. And at the end of the day, they were righteous believers, challenging Fir'aun because of the faith, the iman, which settled in their hearts. And in fact, this is a decisive defeat to Fir'aun. Nevertheless, he continued with his transgression. So at the end, he gathered the people and so that he will destroy Musa, alayhi salam. So Musa came with his people. He left fleeing to the east by the command of Allah, going to the side of the Red Sea in the east direction. So Egypt was then to his west. When he reached the sea, Fir'aun and his troops, multitudes, were behind them, and the sea was in front of them. So the people of Musa said, as in Surah, as Allah told us in Surah Al-Shu'ara, 26. Have 26, 61, 62. قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون إنا لمدركون. So when the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Musa said, we are إنا لمدركون, we are sure to be overtaken. They were facing the sea in front of them, and Fir'aun and his troops behind them. So where to go?
So we are sure to be overtaken. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Musa alayhi salam. What did he respond in the next verse, 62? He said, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Allahu Akbar. قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Musa said, nay, verily with me is my Lord. This is the ma'iyya with me of victory and support and aid. He will guide me. Allahumma salli wa sallim alayhi. This is the certainty of the messengers, alayhim salatu wa salam, during hard times. You find with them the certainty such that a matter, the most hard and the hardest situation becomes light. إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. So when he resigned the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah revealed to him in the next verses to strike the sea with his stick, the Red Sea. Then we inspired Musa saying, فَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ, strike the sea with your stick. And it parted. Each separate part of that sea water became like the huge, fair mass of a mountain. One single strike. And the sea parted into 12 paths, because the children of Israel were 12 tribes. Instantaneously it became dry, as in 2077, قال الله تعالى فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَ لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكًا وَلَا تَخْشَى. And strike a dry path for them in the sea, fearing neither to be overtaken by Pharaoh nor being afraid of drowning in the sea. So Musa took his people by the help of Allah to a safe place. The water between the water on the sides of these paths were like huge mountains, fair mass of mountains. And some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some paths within these mountains so that Bani Israel would see each other. Why? Lest they would think that their companions were drowned and were destroyed, so that to give them comfort. When Musa and his people left and reached the land from the other side, Pharaoh stepped in with his troops, and when they were all there in the sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sea to return to its original state, and it crushed them, destroyed them. And it was, in fact, because of the extent of fear amongst the children of Israel. They were afraid that Pharaoh was not destroyed. So Allah made his body appear floating on the surface of the water, as Allah stated in Surah Yunus 10:92. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So this day we shall deliver your dead body out from the sea, that you may be a sign to those who come after you. And verily many among mankind are heedless of our signs. So Allah made this happen so that they can see him also and be comforted that the man was destroyed. So now contemplate these three nations, these three nations who were so extreme in their arrogance, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them? And they were destroyed in that which they were proud of. People of Ad said, who is more mightier than us in strength? So Allah destroyed them with the wind. In origin, the wind is what? Fine, delicate, and smooth. But Allah made it so destructive. And the people of Saleh, they were destroyed by the shock and by the loud cry. And Fir'aun was destroyed with the water and drowning. And he used to be proud of water, isn't it? You see, he used to be proud of water. Remember that in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43, 51-53. أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَسْوِرَةٌ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقْتَرِنِينَ. So Allah destroyed him with water. You see what he said? Fir'aun proclaimed among his people saying, O my people, is not mine the dominion of Egypt? And these rivers, you see that? You see that? And these rivers are flowing underneath me? See you not then? I am not better than this one, Musa, who is Maheen, has no honor nor any respect, and is weak and despicable. You see what he talked about, Musa alayhi salam, and can scarcely express himself clearly. Why then are not golden bracelets bestowed on him, or angels sent along with him? Arrogance. So, this is what the author, when he cited this ayah from Surah Al-Fajr, remember when we began talking about this, 89:14, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Concluding what he mentioned about Ad and Thamud and Thamud and Fir'aun's arrogance, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily your Lord is ever watchful. We are talking about the watchfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the fifth ayah which the author rahimahullah cited was from Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 19. قال الله تعالى يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah knows the fraud of the eyes and all that the breasts conceal. Meaning Allah knows. So eyes have fraud. That is because the person looks at something and you think that he is not looking at it in a haram, in an unlawful way. But Allah knows best that he is looking at it in a haram and unlawful way. So the eyes have fraud. Also, sometimes he looks at the person out of hate. And the person upon whom he looks at doesn't know that this is a look of hatred. But Allah knows that this is a look of hatred. So let us be watchful. Similarly, a person may look at something which is unlawful and the person does not know that this looker is looking at it in a way of denunciation or pleasure. But Allah knows all of that. He knows the fraud of the eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows what we conceal in the breasts. And the hearts are places for the understanding and the contemplation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hajj 22:46, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Listen. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Have they not traveled through the land and have they hearts wherewith to understand and ears wherewith to hear?
And Allah stated in Surah Al-Hajj, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ And the same verse, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُرِ Verily, it is not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts which are in the breasts that grow blind. Subhanallah. It is as if this verse describes the situation of the people of our times, and even, you know, rather also the people of the past. Meaning, is the aql, the intellect, and is it in the brain or is it in the heart? The understanding, the contemplation. This is a matter which was problematic to those who look at things through materialistic angles, and they don't refer to the saying of Allah and the saying of His Messenger. Otherwise, it is clear that the matter is clear, that the aql, the intellect and the understanding and the contemplation is in the heart, and that the heart is in the chest. Allah stated, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا Have they not traveled through the land and have they hearts wherewith to understand? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ Well, it's not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts which are in the breasts that grow blind. He didn't say the hearts that are in the brains. You understand? He said the hearts that are in the where? Where did he say? The hearts that are in the chest, in the breast, Tayyib. So this is clear that this is the place. And this is also supported by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى Verily, in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ If it becomes sound and healthy, and then the whole body would be as such. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ And if it becomes corrupt, then the whole body would be corrupt. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ And that's verily the heart. So what about therefore a matter, as you can see, supported by the saying of Allah, and Allah is the creator of everything. And it is also supported by the Sunnah. So the duty upon us is to disregard any saying which opposes the book and the Sunnah, and put it under our feet, and we raise no head with it. So this is no doubt that the place of the contemplation and understanding is, without any doubt, is the heart. However, the brain is the place of reflection. Reflection. So if it reflects, well, it reflects and prepares, it sends it to the heart. Then the heart commands or prohibits. It is, therefore, the brain is like the secretary. It prepares the things, then shovels it to the heart, sends it to the heart. Then the heart directs. Then the heart directs, commands, or prohibits. And this is nothing strange. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ And also in yourselves, will you then not see and comprehend? And in this body there are many strange things which make the matters perplexing. So it is not therefore strange that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the reflection in the head, and so the brain reflects, shapes, represents, illustrates, conceives, organizes that, until the time when there is command, then He sends it to the heart, then the heart moves, commanding or prohibiting. That's what Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدِ If the body is whole and sound, then if the heart is whole and sound, then the whole body is whole and sound. Had it not been and if the command were not to the, if the command was not for the heart, then there would be no, you know, this statement, there will be no soundness of the body, nor disease or corruption of it would occur. So therefore the hearts are the places of contemplation and understanding, and there is no doubt that it is connected to the brain, and that's why if the brain is becomes disturbed and loses its ability and function, then the thinking would be disrupted, and the understanding and contemplation would go likewise, because it is linked to it. However, the place of command and control is in the heart, and the heart is in the chest. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Verily, the hearts that are in the chest that are go blind. This ends the discussion on this introduction of the explanation of these verses. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.